being a girl on its own is just scary because you think of farming and a lot of people think of big men, but girls are just as strong and independent, and we can do anything that men can do, if not more.
I think it's important for women to be in FFA too, because everyone thinks FFA is just for men, but it's not. Women can be leaders and step up their game too, like men can.
I think it's important for like younger girls to come up and be part of FFA because we need a lot more leaders in FFA, and it just helps the chapter if there's more girls and just more people in general.
Because it gives the perspective that agriculture isn't just for girls or just for guys, and it shows that the girls can do stuff too, and how we are able to farm, we are able to participate in other agricultural things. It's not just men do all the work, because girls can do it just as well too.
I think it's important to encourage girls to be in FFA, because I feel like there's a stereotype around men in agriculture and that men kind of lead the agriculture industry, and letting like girls and women know that we have just as much potential as men, and we have a lot more ideas and things that we can bring to the table.
I think they deserve to know like that it's okay to be like out farming, or to me, FA, that's part of it. It's not all of it, obviously, but it's just kind of, and like you get to learn more about your egg culture community, and there's so many jobs out there, so this gives you a little pathway to some of those.
Yeah, a lot of the careers that I know I want to go into are through that agricultural field, and it's not like before we didn't have the right or whatever to do some of those things, or we didn't feel that that was appropriate, but that's, you know, kind of what I love to do, so I like having that opportunity to open it up through FFA.
I think it's important so us girls can get an experience, because not all girls want to sit behind a desk. Some of us want to go out into the field of like mechanics, some of us like working on tractors with our grandparents, or just farming in particular.
In my opinion, like, I'm born and raised on a farm, and I think it's really important to have women helping on a farm and like knowing how to do that stuff, and teaching people how to do that stuff. And so with FFA, you can like get experiences of how to do stuff like that, and I think that's really important.
Even if you live in town and you've done nothing with animals, you've done nothing with like crops or anything, just try it. It's such a great opportunity, and don't be scared of anybody, and just do your own thing. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but it's just an opportunity.
When I was younger, I was really shy, especially my freshman year. I really just didn't want to talk to people, and now like I feel comfortable talking to most people, anybody, and just like going and doing what I want to do, no matter like what my friends think. Like, if they don't like it, I don't care. Like, I'm doing what I want to do because I love it, and it doesn't matter what they like, and they should appreciate that if they're...
One thing I would tell younger girls that want to join FFA is that it's not only about agriculture or the egg industry, egg projects. It's learning how to be involved through agriculture and your community, and build your community up and get to know your classmates better and be involved in many activities.
I look up to our advisor, Miss McClellan. She works before and after school to make sure everything is right. We do food stands, mowing, our hand grain show, the banquet, and she's always on top of things. She wants us to be the best we can be.
There was some good officers last year, like the senior girl officers, that made me like really like feel like I could do it and try out as a sophomore, and then did making the officer team.
One of my people I look up to is Brianna Holbert. This summer she was actually my WLC like leader. So yeah, it was really cool to meet her and be able to relate to her.